The plan announced by Senate Appropriations Chair Kirk Schaefer would use $18 million in federal Medicaid dollars to create a new blind pension health care fund.
We're going to add language that everyone in that program has to go through Medicaid eligibility so that we determine who is Medicaid eligible and who's not. That's the first threshold. The second is we're going to put in language to establish a premium.
Blind recipients deemed non-Medicaid eligible would still be covered, but would have to pay monthly premiums of around $111, make copays, and would have to meet an annual $600 deductible. Schaefer says those additions would generate the remaining $10 million to keep the blind pension program fully funded. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.